Back on Texans 360. A little bit later in the show, DP Sidhu comes into the NRG Stadium fan cave, and we talk about the 2015 schedule, some of the opponents that the Texans will be playing, even though we don't have the dates. But first, Arian Foster. Well, he'll be entering his seventh season in 2015, and he's coming off a remarkable campaign. Earlier this season, DP Sidhu had a chance to catch up with him in the Hyundai Texans radio studio, and they talked about various things, including Arian training with another teammate. Let's listen in.
Coming off of your back surgery last offseason, there was a lot of doubt if you would ever reach that level again. Did you have that doubt in yourself? Sounds like you didn't.
No, I didn't, no. But, you know, the doubters doubt and the players play. That's how the cookie crumbles.
But did you ever have any doubts that you would maybe not be the same player again after that?
Well, when it first happened, you know, you have your, you just have your concerns, with the doctor. But once you speak to the doctor and understand what kind of injury you have, especially dealing with a back, you kind of understand, you know, what you can and can't do. And once I got the logistics on that, I knew I was going to bounce back just fine.
All right. So did you have to train differently in the offseason? I know you've in the past run with Andre Johnson. Did you have to tailor your offseason workouts to rehab from the back, or did you just go about it like normal, how you normally go?
Coming off of an injury, you have to train a little different because you have to get certain muscles stronger than before because they've been inactive for a while due to your injury. So you have to train in that aspect a little different. But for the most part, you know, I attack my training regimen pretty much the same.
I wanted to ask you, I always hear people describe you as a one-cut running back. Like, right. You see the hole, and then you make the decision, and then you go. Is that something that you've had to learn over the years, or is that an instinct for you?
I guess it's always kind of been my style. You know, as a little kid running around, I've always played running back. As a little kid running around, I was more of like the Barry Sanders type because I always played like an age group or two above of what I was. So like if I was 8, I was playing against 10-year-olds, and I don't know how that happened, but it always was the case. And because I was always smaller than everybody else, so I always felt like I had to juke everybody out. And then as everybody's bodies started to mature, my body started to mature, I just felt like I could get upfield a little quicker than everybody else. So that's just kind of how my running style developed.
Speaking of speed, Andre Johnson said that you and him train in the off season. You guys run together. He got into running again
right.
in the off season because of you. Who's faster, you or him?
That's me. Sorry, Dre.
Who's got better hands catching?
That's him, obviously.
That's him.
Yeah,
okay.
Obviously.
All right. Speaking of catching,
but I'm not like
you're
way
not
far down the. You know, you feel me? It's like
1A and 1B.
Yeah, if that's it. You know what I mean?
Uh huh. What about so running or is it 1A and 1B? He's 1B.
He's like 1F.
He's 1F.
Yeah. I'm playing.
I'll just tell you, he didn't answer. When I asked him, he was like, oh, I don't want to say.
But he knows.
I thought he was being modest that it was really him.
No, there's no reason for him to be modest. He's one of the GOATs, man.
He's 1F. All right.
He's 1F, man.
All right, good to know. All right, speaking of catching, you're more involved as a receiver in the offense. What's that like for you?
You know, it's something that I've always felt like I've been good at is catching the ball out of the backfield because my father was actually a receiver. And so he taught us how to run routes and catch the football at a very early age when we asked him how.
So you enjoy going back to your roots and catching.
Steph.
All right. You're a smart guy, obviously.
I appreciate that.
You like, you're studious, it seems. Was it challenging for you to pick up the playbook and all these new nuances? Everyone says it's a really challenging playbook this year.
Nah, for me it wasn't. It's just relating certain terms to other terms that you know and then getting used to the jargon is what it is. It's not like stuff. I feel like as far as football is concerned, there's only so many ways you can call 5-man protection, 6-man protection, 7-man protection, or different routes. There's only so many ways you can label it. So it's just learning how they call it what they call it and then, you know, making it applicable to your understanding of it.
DP Sidhu with Pro Bowler Arian Foster in the Hyundai Texans radio studio. A little bit later on, Drew Doherty in another installment of Dear Drew. Plus, what's up with the Texans cheerleaders this week? But next, Texans opponents. They'll play the AFC East. They'll play the NFC South. We'll take a closer look with DP Sidhu here in the NRG Stadium fan cave. It's Texans 360.